from the great halls of their house, there are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe comes our team captain, the Vision, Bill Fisher, and their soon-to-be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher, and our Captain Marvel and head flight trainee, Jennifer Scripchunk. Their mission, to fight injustice, share what is right and wrong, to get you out of your house and come out racing with them and serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes in Training Team.
Welcome to the Garage Heroes in Training podcast. I'm going to be the host for most of these episodes. My name's Bill. We are going to be reporting live from the AER 14-hour event at NJMP Thunderbolt with Tweed Motorsports as our adopted team for this race. And we're going to try to do updates about as quick as we can, as many times as Verizon will allow. Anybody who's been to NJMP knows that the cellular service is something to be desired. We'll go with that. So we're going to try to do updates. We will do updates Friday night and as many as we can through the race on Saturday. So with that, we want to thank Tweed Motorsports for participating in being an adopted team this week. And hopefully we will be able to get more and more of these updates as time goes by. And we'll do a wrap-up video as well, just in case. So with that, that's the intro. Let's see how many updates we get. Thanks, everybody. Bye. All right. Reporting live from NJMP restaurant area, we have Tweed Motorsports. Hello, Mr. Tweed.
How are we tonight?
We're doing well. We've had lovely service from Verizon in the NJMP area, as always. But how goes things on try number 4 or 5 for us today?
Absolutely. Pretty well, actually. We're at the very authentic Olive Garden in Vineland, New Jersey, having a nice carbo load before our big 14-hour tomorrow.
Excellent choice in chain restaurants.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a little bit of a tradition. We have a little bit of a breadstick bandit among us, so we're hoping to keep the tradition pumping.
If ever overflow capacity, there is a hibachi sushi place right around there that's pretty good too.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we did a table of 9 on a Friday night is always difficult.
That should be fun. Sounds like we've got plenty of time to talk.
Yeah, well, we made a reservation, so we've got a bit. We've got about 10 minutes to go, but yeah.
Oh, planning will get you everywhere. Excellent. So how goes your race day? What was today involving and how did it go?
So today was an early practice, which is getting acquainted with the track for most people. This is my home track and sort of the team's home track, but not the home track for most of the members. So a lot of getting used to it, getting used to Thunderbolt, kind of sizing things up, setting things up. So we had a nice practice session this morning and then a little bit of a break into qualifying. So we got our 5 flying laps in. And from there, we took a little break, had our driver's meeting, and then we finished up with some night practice, which was great because there's a number of our drivers who haven't driven in the dark, not like NJMP proper dark, or with, you know, higher class cars around them with light bars and things.
Basically dead black, yeah. It's great for stars,
dead,
not for driving.
Dead black, except for the disco ball behind us.
So in case people haven't been following along, which car are you guys running in?
So we're in a Porsche Boxster. We're in the number 413 car. And we're going to be a class 2 car in AER, okay, which is the next to slowest class. So unlike some of the other series we run in where we're closer to the pointy end, there's actually most of the field. There's 3 classes above us. So instead of dealing with, you know, slower cars and slow and closing speeds, we're dealing with higher speed cars closing on us. So it's an educational experience.
And hopefully you have a very good rear view mirror.
We do. We have all 3 mirrors in the car. I actually leave the OE mirror because it has the anti-glare feature for days just like this.
That's a good plan. I didn't think about that. I haven't done night racing yet, so that's something we haven't conquered.
We'll put it on the list of things to do.
Don't threaten me with a good time there, buddy. Who's running with you this weekend? And who's on the team that's maybe not driving?
Okay, so we've got up from Texas, we have Jacob Hillier, who's a Tweed regular. We've got Dion Bothies, who is a coworker of mine from South Africa. We've got, and this will be his second race with the team. We've got Ryan Goodnight, who this will be his fifth or sixth race with the team. Mm-hmm. And then Christophe Garay, who raced in the very first Tweed Boxster race at Thompson, where we lasted a grand total of 3 hours before having a massive clutch meltdown.
It happens.
And then I'm trying to think. And then from there, it's myself. And that completes the drivers. So we've got five drivers going, which is great for a 14-hour. It allows you to have nice 90-minute stints, 90 to 2 hour stints during the daylight, and then keeping that night driving to an hour.
Right.
Nice short stints at night because it's way more processing power required, and like the mental strain is much higher on that. And so then from there, go ahead.
No, I forgot you got more people. You actually bring people who don't drive and are helpful. We don't do that, so I forgot about those people.
Yeah, so I've got a newcomer, Spencer Pelez, and an old rugby buddy, and another Champ Car racer, Michael Palisaski, who's very seasoned and runs a two-car E30 team in Champ Car. So good to have some experienced heads and some new heads and some new faces and some old faces around.
That sounds fantastic. So what's the schedule for the 14-hour this weekend?
So we go live at 9 a.m. So we're going to grid at 8:15. The car is prepped. We're ready to go. And then we run till 11 p.m. Nonstop straight through. We get an indication when lights are mandatory. We turn on our number lights and our high beam, our blindingly bright light bar on the front of the car. And then we run right into the night.
Are you running the light bar the entire race? Are you going to put it on during the race, or how are you going to handle that?
So we've experimented around a little bit. It is far better to just set it and forget it, right? To go live with everything nice and tight and in place, not try to do that during a pit stop. So AER is a little more aggressive series, a little more senior series is probably the best way to describe it. So pit stops, instead of like a Champ Car 5 minute, or like SCCA Enduro, which was 5 minute, it's 3 minute pit stops, but there's a mandatory number. So you don't get extra credit for going any faster, you know? So we really want to have that on there. That 3 minutes really needs to be for driver changes, mandatory checks of pressures, temperatures, and fuel. So we did some fuel practice today, which was great.
So did you bring your cool shirts and your got to make sure you stay cold during this race, right?
Actually, it's something that we do not have cool shirts, right? We don't have any cooling running. We will have hydration, because in the cold, a lot of people don't realize hydration is actually a bigger concern sometimes than in the heat. You dry out real fast, so it's something different.
Yeah, for sure. So let's see, what else? Any issues today? Everything all prepped and ready, rock and roll? You guys are just going out and kicking back and having some food and going to go to sleep early, or we still got a little work to do?
Actually, we have completely prepped the car, and I'm going to jinx myself, so I touch some wood here, but like the car's prepped, the car's primed. We ran the first two sessions, we ran qualifying, and our practice sessions on, a set of scrubbed up, pads, rotors, and Hankook RS4s. We finished and we did our night practice bedding break. So new pads, new rotors, all full fluids check, and fresh rubber on the car. So we are set. We are primed for the start. everything's broken in, ready to go, torqued up and nice and tight. And obviously with the temperatures, we'll retorque and repressurize everything. Mm-hmm. But we are in a good place.
Are you guys going to be able to do this all on one set of tires, or is that the plan?
That is the plan. At a 14-hour, actually anything over 10-hour, we keep two sets of stickers. Mm-hmm. So you scrub the first set and heat cycle them. That's the kind of the Hankook RS4 mantra. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get through the race on on one set of pads and one set of tires. We may need to make some changes to the front, but we're ready for that.
Okay. All right. So just in case you're ready, but hopefully, knock on wood, we can get this done in one shot.
That's the hope. That is the hope.
Okay. Awesome. Anything I missed? Anything beyond wishing you guys good luck? And hopefully we'll be able to talk to you tomorrow. Maybe we'll see.
Absolutely. I'll try to make some better time for us tomorrow. Nice. Yeah. I mean, I think we're primed. Everybody's good to go. Spirits are high. Data looks good. Like everybody's aim tracks, you know, we all seem like we're breaking in the same places and we're, you know, lifting in the same places, applying, you know, the G-forces go up for the throttle down in the same places. So I think we're in a really good spot to start tomorrow.
Awesome.
We are, you know, we are some younger drivers, like comparatively. And we are in a car that like is punching up. So we're in the middle of that next to slowest class, which is always interesting. But I think if we stay out of the way of some of the Class A cars and some of that GT4 hardware, we'll be in real good shape come 10 hours in.
Excellent. That sounds awesome. So you've got how many new drivers this week?
So completely new, none.
Oh, cool.
I wouldn't have brought a completely green driver, but I have, other than myself, none of the other drivers have driven with the series. So we all sat through the new driver meeting, which is great in AR. They're so good. John does such a good thing. He doesn't give away as part of the new driver meeting and stuff. So some folks left with, I think one of my crew guys left with like $150 to Hawk, which is awesome.
Nice.
we're not completely green. Dion is probably the greenest. So this is his second major race, really wheel to wheel. So it should be exciting. A good mix, a good crew. We got some good food going tomorrow. Very excited about the crock pot delicacies that are coming our way.
Wow. Hopefully there's something that's like a chili and a soup and something to keep you warm, because it's going to be a bit chilly there, sir.
Yeah, I think we've got an Irish stew and a chicken marsala.
Oh,
yeah. So should be good stuff. Go ahead.
You're being paged. I was going to say that's almost tempting enough for me to drive down.
I am being flagged down. And join the meal.
May this be the only flag you get the entire race, sir.
Amen, brother.
Good luck. Stay safe. We'll see if Verizon cooperates tomorrow. And if not, we're going to have a wrap-up one anyway. So good luck, sir.
Absolutely.
And say hi to everybody.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, sir.
Welcoming back, Gary, to the podcast. We have a Saturday update, and we have a guest.
We do. This is Jacob Hillier. Our starting driver, our hot shoe on the team. Do the first stint. So I figured we could do a little update and then a little play-by-play of that in the first big full course yellow of the race.
That took six laps, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the podcast, sir.
Hi. How are you
doing? How was the first stint?
It was good. I mean, lots of traffic, obviously. But the way that they grid you in this series is you're around a lot of people with a similar pace. So, wasn't too hairy until the real fast cars came back around, started lapping. But yeah, tons of fun. A lot of good battles out there.
How do you like this track?
I love this track. Yeah. It's kind of challenging because everything's kind of high speed. So you're gently building up to the limit everywhere. But I mean, the Porsche is really suited for it.
Looks like your car prep worked out there, Gary.
Yeah, I like to think it did. A lot of work in advance. So keep things better, simple.
Better at home than at the track, always.
Always, always. Well, that wouldn't be the Garage Heroes in training way, would it?
No, well, there's certain sections. We'll call them different opinions of that. But we're working on it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. And I think what Jake was explaining there for a bit was the we're punching a little up compared to where we normally do with some of the other series. AER's got some pretty high power horsepower cars mm-hmm. out there that are bobbing and weaving around a car than a champ or a lucky dog tends to be near the pointy end.
It's awesome. True, like class.
So your class right now has 12 cars in it, and you're one of them. We'll go with that.
Yes, we're one of those cars. Yeah, so, as a strategy, we try to lead with our strongest and uh-huh. then follow up with our less strongest.
Uh-huh.
As a point of principle. So there's five drivers we run through. We're going to do another driver change here in just under 40 minutes. So.
Oh. Okay. I was going to say, if you need weaker drivers, we can get down there in about 2 hours, you know.
I offered you a seat, Bill. You turned me down twice.
I know. I wasn't thinking. What was I thinking? Anyway. So first stint went pretty well for you guys. No big issues. However, it looks like you're in the middle of another long yellow right now.
Yeah, okay. Another full course. Couple cars on wreckers. First stop was a little rougher than I would have liked as a team. We got team radio in the background there.
I don't think he agreed with you.
Well, that's the guy in the car just repeating. Yeah, so we had a real slow stop. I think in these, you know, you get lazy with the 5 minute pit stops, the long pit stops where the driver's out of the car. Here it's a 3 minute pit stop. We had some issues with the driver getting belted in and buckled up. It's another one of the downsides of not choosing your drivers based on height and weight. They're not all the same setup in the car.
Well, if you got to do two laps, it really doesn't matter because, you know, you're going to get all the different combos. So
exactly. So good stop though. Good fuel. New fueler did really well.
Excellent.
No faux pas. AER is real big on penalty points. No penalty points off the first stop. So that's a good thing. And we're looking forward to it.
So Gary, you're doing the car when?
I'm going to go, it'll probably be around 3 p.m. when I jump in the first time.
So are you going to transition into the dark then?
I'll be close. I'm kind of trying to plan that around there. So we're going to start by doing a little bit longer stints and we'll do shorter stints in the dark.
Okay.
But yeah,
okay.
I should be close to that transition point.
Yeah. It's this time of year. And your second go round, sir, when will you be partaking in another bite of the Porsche Boxster apple?
I'm sorry. There's cars whizzing.
Yeah, no worries. It's part of the fun of doing a podcast next to a racetrack. When do you think you'll be getting back in the car according to schedule?
5.
Oh, so you're going after Gary?
Yeah, so he'll be right after me again.
Okay.
And then he may end up being our closer as well.
Wow. Triple duty. No, double. Yep. That would be.
Yep. I mean, I'm not going to say no.
Wow. I mean, that's one of the lovely things about being slightly younger is the dark is not such an impediment. I tell you, I'm not looking forward to dark racing. That just doesn't seem like fun. I don't know. Maybe it's just
way more fun.
It's fun, but like we were talking about earlier, it's like there's a disco ball, especially with cars that know how to light like the area, and there's the expectation folks know how to deal with it. Like it is Studio 54 going on in the background there behind you. As you're coming into, you know, the most perilous turn or most high speed turn on the track.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I could see that. That should be quite fun. So first stints, relatively no issues on your team so far. Life is good.
Yeah, I think so. How's the car feel?
The car feels really good. So we're on sticker RS4s this morning. And we qualified on the Maxxis. So the car was really, really playful on the older Maxxis. It's less playful right now, but it's also faster.
Okay.
Car feels amazing. No problems.
If you could change one thing on the car, what would you want?
More power.
More power? I don't think that's going to be done in the next pit stop. I'm just guessing. Oh, we're going to use all the cylinders.
It could be a Cayman, right? It could be a Cayman. Yeah. That would be
2.8, 3.0.
You know, if a Metzger were to fall into my lap, you know, I could be talked into it.
Exactly.
I get you. All right. So, team captain, how you guys doing? Are you according to plan? Are you batting above your weight, batting below? What do you think?
We're kind of on pace on where I thought we were going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, like Jake turned solid laps. Chris is in the car. He's turning where we expected him to be. Like, I think everything kind of came together. The biggest trial and tribulations, we lost power in the RV overnight, so froze our rear ends off.
I'm sorry. I was joking about the cold last night.
But other than that, like we're good. Taking a page out of the Garage Heroes hospitality guide. We got like some chicken marsala going here, nice. Like getting ready for lunch. I think it's going to be a good time. It's good to go racing with a good group of people. That's what this comes down to. So,
just like an army, a race team fights on their stomach.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Cool. So let's see. We're looking at it's 11:20 right now. Your next pit stop is scheduled for
between we'll open a window 11:40-ish. And we'll have it done by 12:20. So okay. With all these full course yellows, it's easy to play the game.
Yeah.
Especially because our car can go a bit long. So like low impact, we want cheap pit stops. So hopefully that'll be the next go round.
Well, you're on a 9-lap sprint of yellow right now. So I think you saved a little gas. So if you want to push that a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, that's the options we have. Luckily, we don't have one of those cars that just guzzles it down in, you know, 61 minutes tank dry. You know?
Behind a yellow pace lap. It's like, I still 65 minutes, I extended. Yeah, I get you. Cool. All right. Well, you guys got to get set up for the race. The race comes as a priority. Thank you for calling in. And if we can do another one or two of these, we can do that. And then we'll do a full wrap up when the team is rested and recuperated. So, job well done, guys. Congratulations. Try to get a little less yellow and a little more green and have some fun.
Awesome. Thank you very much, man.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Sorry about that hookup there, Gary. My computer.
I actually got to run down there, bud.
All right. Go. Bye.
I'll catch you.
Captain's Log Supplemental.
So, Miss Vicky.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember when we were watching those WRL events and some of those grid life events where you used to see the in-car video and it had like the cameras seeing front and back, but it also could see all the telemetry and everything that was going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the ones that we liked were taken by the Sentinel system. Remember James came on our podcast earlier?
Right.
You know, we have no excuse since he lent us one for trial and demonstration purposes. We should actually probably put that in one of our cars. Maybe two.
I really think we should.
I think we should.
I know.
Because then we'd look like the immature endurance racing team that we are. Oh, wait, I mispronounced that, didn't I? Sorry, my bad.
What does the Sentinel system do?
We could have three cameras with picture in picture. We could have, if we ever get the AIM system to work, open invitation to anybody from AIM to come on and give us a little bit of love. We need some help. And then we could have all our telemetry on there. And then we can have it streamed live into the paddock or around the world to our millions of fans. We're apparently very popular in Kenya right now. Don't know why, but that's fine. And it can integrate all the available race statistics from like Race Hero and everything. So we could actually see how we're doing on video. We wouldn't even have to carry around our phone anymore. Live.
I love it.
There he is.
What's up, sir?
How are you? Hang on one second. We just got it.
It's okay. I got to find my mic, so don't say anything eloquent yet. Wow, looks like you guys are having a good day.
Yeah, we got a driver, we've got a driver, we've got a crewman, we've got the wives and girlfriends club in the room.
Uh-oh.
It's good times. We're in a VIP suite overlooking the paddock or overlooking pit lane.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, so gentlemen, we are looking at just a little before 7 p.m. Your race goes until, I didn't plan on doing math. When's your race go?
11.
11?
Yeah.
So the hard stuff's done. Now it's easy, right?
It looks like they got the oil dry put down.
So we're in the middle of a massive full course yellow, so the radio's rocking and rolling in the background. Sorry, Bill.
Awesome. No worries. So let's summarize the day. How are we doing? First off, who do we have? I guess we should do that.
Sure. This is Dion.
Dion.
Yeah, myself is Dion. Second race ever with Tweed Motorsports. First time ever at New Jersey Motorsports Park. First time ever doing night racing. So there's a lot of going on in my head, a lot going on track. Never spent this much, spent any time on track with this many cars at the same time. So it's a phenomenal experience.
So if I were to guess, I would guess.
Yes, dude.
Bourbon. How am I doing? How'd I do?
Not quite.
Damn. You know, it's so easy to say Joburg or Cape Town. You know, I went with something a little off. Where you?
Oh, Joburg would be the one.
Joburg? Oh, damn. I had a great time there. I was out there for 3 weeks. It was awesome.
Oh, nice. Yeah. 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Wasn't enough.
Any other cool places?
In South Africa?
Yeah.
We did... Joburg, Durban, and starts with a P. I'm blanking on the name now.
Elizabeth?
No.
Pretoria, Potchefstroom.
Pretoria. That's it.
That would be it.
That would be it. Well, I was out there for the, you guys will like this. I was out there for the, it wasn't the World Cup. It was, which one was it? Sevens?
Oh,
welcome, Sam. It's nice.
Yeah,
that's right up my alley.
Yeah, it was my my indoctrination into the sport, and it's been fantastic ever since. I didn't get indoctrinated as you guys do, but you know, we'll observe. I've seen what you guys do to each other. I'll stay on the sideline and watch and go, yay!
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's pretty brutal at times. I've only ever played in school, but it's a fun sport.
It is. All right. So I've digressed. This is the code word digress equals podcast. You know, that's how it rolls.
Yeah, we ramble.
So so how was your first time at New Jersey? First time in the dark, first time with Tweed.
It's been a jarring experience. There's you know, driving in the dark can be quite a feat to take on, especially like your markers that you made for yourself during the day don't exist at night.
Well, they're still there. You just can't see them.
Exactly. And the only thing you see in your rearview mirrors is just a disco going on behind you. So there's no gauging of the cars next to you, a couple of yards behind you. So there's your guys all over the place, and they just keep trying churning out good laps. But it takes quite some time to get used to.
So did you notice the other drivers improving or digressing as it got dark?
Well, for the night, my night stint is still coming up.
Oh, you haven't done it yet? Okay.
He's done some night practice. Yeah, his night stint is coming up relatively shortly here, right?
Yep. Just 20
minutes or so?
20 minutes. Wow.
Yeah, so we're cutting a little close.
I see. I don't plan on imposing on the race that much. It looks like 10 people are in your class, and you guys have moved up. Well done, gentlemen.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
That's right.
We had some slow stops, some equipment difficulties that really focused on me and my time in the car, albeit brief. So sorry, we had the cars going by, but yeah, we've had some bumps, but everybody's having a good time. Nice, safe laps. Everybody's improving. Sure. Average pace goes down across the board. Everyone. I think I have some lessons learned and some takeaways we'll talk about later about how I route my belts and what they're attached to and what color they're going to be if we're going to do night racing.
They don't match the seat.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think, did we show you the surgical tubing trick with those yet?
You guys didn't. We do.
Okay.
The cage in the boxer is a little weird. It doesn't. It just pulls in weird directions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna change to some pull down seats and talk to the folks over at Safecraft to see if we can get some extensions on our mounting points for the lap belts. Kind of sort that out. But yeah.
Yeah, you gave me the vaguest non-useful update ever. We've had some mechanical issues. I was like,
honestly, I'll level with you, man. I got in the car. We had a rough stop. We couldn't get me in the car. The belt.
It's your car. It's your car.
It's my car, which is why I know how it should go together. But belts got twisted. Stuff got out of place. I'm probably the biggest driver, so I'm in an extreme for a 5-man team.
Right.
Right. So being out at the extreme a little bit messes it up. So I got in the car. I couldn't get the pedals all the way down. I couldn't get stuff going. I was in the twilight transition. And then I had a belt pop off the Hans, which happens, right? Because it got loose. It went off. And then my helmet got jammed under there.
Oh, man, you had a day.
I had a real bad time, but that's okay because we're going to keep rolling. We got a lot of night racing to do.
We do,
and like I said, there'll be a big retro on that. But if I'm the only one who has a problem, and you know this because you did this
exactly
our first race together, right?
Yep.
I'll take that knee and put somebody else in the car who's having a good day, and they'll continue to have that good day.
Still on the car.
You know what you could get? Those little those LED closet lights that you use like double sided tape. Just put it on the roof and have a dome light. You just whack it when you get in there.
We in fact do.
Great minds. Great minds.
Absolutely. They're the same ones that light up our numbers on the side of the car.
Tremendous. So what's the schedule for the rest of the evening, gentlemen?
So we've got Dion coming up for a bit, and then we jump to our fastest driver you met earlier, who goes in 8:30, 8:40, something like that.
Okay.
And then theoretically,
he should finish.
I'll jump in and I'll take the check.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
Because we got those mandatory stops to do, and we short-sighted one of the stops that didn't count as a stop.
I know. I sent you a panic text. I was looking at the race hero, and it said you had three stops, and it was like, you know, three quarters of the way through the race. I'm like, guys, you got a lot of work to do here.
So because night driving is more taxing on the drivers, we'll do longer stints during the day generally and shorter stints at night. Right. So we intentionally went that way.
Okay. It was not a problem. I think they didn't count a couple of years because it went from like 2 to 5 or something.
Yeah, they had a problem on site with everybody was one shy of where they should have been.
That could be it. That could be it.
Yeah.
The hazards of doing the long distance monitoring through a race monitor, race hero.
monitor tool.
It's like, I need more details, which is why we do these podcasts. I'd like to thank everybody on the team for doing these. So anything new and notable, or you guys need to get out there for your pit stop?
Racers from Texas don't like cold.
No.
We know that now.
Cold. Nobody.
I was surprised.
Cold.
I was so surprised. I'm about to go offer our boy a battery-powered jacket.
Well, you got to realize nobody likes cold. It's just we put up with it.
That's true.
It's not like if I said, hey, I can make this 70 degrees or you could keep it at 30. You're going to choose 30. You're not going to choose 30.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that's about it for now, man. We're midstream. All our fuel stops have gone really well. Like the fueling process has been great. Actually, that's Spencer in the background here. It's his first time around real race cars like this, and he's been doing a bang up job.
Cool. Somebody needs to keep these guys in line.
All the fueling has been under a minute 40, so 15 gallons a pop, which is great.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Cool. Well, gentlemen, bring it home. Don't let anything get in your way.
Will do. And I'll let you know how the rest of the day goes.
That's right. And we will follow up with a full episode. Everybody's welcome.
Sweet. I'll get them together.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks for everything, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.